When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You got to answer this question. Like the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight, what was underwhelming? A lot of things through the years have been underwhelming. Quite a number of things in sports, but also outside of the world of sports. When you think of underwhelming, best answer by the end of the show, whoever provides it, is going to win the tickets to see Creed coming up on December 2nd. John Ritchie, when you think of underwhelming, what comes to mind for you?
This one really hurt me because this is a movie. It's a remake. It's got Liam Neeson. It's got Ralph Fiennes. It's got Sam Worthington from Avatar. The new Clash of the Titans. Clash of the Titans, that original with Harry Hamlin, I think his name was, 1980-ish, 81, whatever. Yep. Man, that was formative for everybody. That was my favorite movie as a little kid. Greek mythology came alive because of that movie for a generation of kids. Man, this the remake of Clash of the Titans, awful. So disappointing. So underwhelming. Paled by comparison.
We're going to get big answers today. Seltzer, what hit you for underwhelming?
2024 Red October.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Ooh. That's a great answer.
That hurts, man.
2024 Red October was over before it began. Rhea, what do you got here? That's a really good answer. Rhea, what do you got?
It was funny. I was talking about this play, like bus. I'm going to go sports. Tony Mandarich.
Oh,
well,
yeah. He
was supposed to be like the greatest offensive lineman ever. He was drafted ahead of Deion Sanders.
Sure was.
Barry Sanders, yep. Derek Thomas.
That's right.
He was just a mess.
Yeah, no, he was a mess. Look, a lot of ways to go. I'm going to go to the world of movies. And this wasn't, in my opinion, a bad movie. But it was underwhelming based on the standard that had existed from the 1970s into the early 1980s. And it's when the first of the new Star Wars came out around, what, John, 2000 maybe?
99.
Yeah.
That was underwhelming. It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't exceptional. Mm-hmm. It was like you leave the movie theater.
I wasn't as upset about it, but I know a lot of people.
Yeah.
But with the Jar Jar thing.
It wasn't
thing,
on the same level, though.
They were up in arms.
The original three, it clearly wasn't on the same level, you know?
Yeah.
And like, let me be clear, like Godfather 3, I wouldn't consider underwhelming. I'd consider it disastrous. Like, mm-hmm. The first Star Wars, meaning the fourth made, to me, that's underwhelming. Doesn't necessarily equate to total disaster. I mean, maybe it can, but I view it as like something like, I'm glad I watched Mike Tyson fight the other day. I would have felt like I missed it if I didn't. I would have felt like, so, and again, I'm glad the fight happened in that we get closure and now we know. Here's the next guy we need to know. Seltzer, Herschel Walker's been saying for 25 years he could get back in pro football and be good.
Mm-hmm.
So, is this proof that he couldn't?
Yes, I think so.
I think so.
Yeah.
How about Terrell Owens? He's another guy always saying, I can get back. I could be dominant. So is this proof that Terrell Owens couldn't be dominant?
Probably. Yeah.
I don't know about Terrell.
Yeah, I think so.
Terrell is
guys,
a freak.
I was, man.
I mean, Johnny's got to be,
you know,
gotta be in his 50s,
year,
right?
I think he's late 40s, I think.
Is he?
Okay.
No,
he's older than I am.
I mean, God,
is he?
Yeah.
By the way, how about Aaron Rodgers, 41? He's done.
Hooked.
He's done.
You can't take that sack.
After the Eagles being good, it's my second favorite storyline this
totally.
Season.
It's incredible, though, how bad they are. What are they, like 2-8, 3-8?
Yeah, they are 2-8.
Yeah.
Carroll's
50, So, same as you.
My God. That is a horrible way for Aaron Rodgers'
Terrell
career
might
to
be
end.
Able to still do it. Terrell might be able to line up as a tight end.
Terrell like Owens or Aeneas Smith?
As a split tight end. What? As a what?
Isn't that the guy's
name?
Why are
you picking on Aeneas Smith?
Because he's the other guy. He's like the fifth receiver guy.
Yeah.
Who would you rather have? Twitter poll question. Terrell Owens or Aeneas Smith down the stretch of the season? 215.
I wonder what Terrell could run in the 40 right now. If he could run a 4.65, I bet he would be a useful like split tight end hybrid.
Well, anyway, look, you can react to the fight the other day, to the weekend from Pro Football. What stood out to you? And again, for your chance to win the Creed tickets, what was underwhelming? Let's talk to Hassan at Strawberry Mansion. Hassan, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Hassan?
How are you, pal?
I'm good. I'm pretty good. That fight was super underwhelming. But if you believe that Tyson was really legitimately fighting all the way through, I got a stalk of beans to tell you, Joe.
Dude, he had no energy. I think he was trying his hardest. Look, I don't know the rule about whether he couldn't hit certain spots, but I do think he was trying to throw blows and just didn't have it in his bag anymore. I really do. I mean, Hassan, he started out strong, and he just petered out quickly.
Have you ever seen a Tyson fight?
No, you know what? I went through the entire 1980s and 1990s, and I never watched one, Hassan.
How dare you?
I said, I'm closing my eyes. Of course I saw him fight. I saw him fight at Hassan.
Did he look any semblance of that? Even when he just fought Roy Jones a few years ago, did he look any semblance of that?
Hassan, he's 58 years old.
He was 58 years old in them tapes. You can say what you want. Boxing ain't basketball. You still got to move.
He wasn't getting hit in the. He was fighting a punching bag for 20 seconds in those clips.
Did you think his legs could really hold up? Did you think his legs were there?
I didn't think his legs could hold up. His legs didn't look there either. Yeah. No. Yeah. But that fight didn't look there either.
Look, Hassan, I'm a Mike Tyson fan, but at a certain point, you got to acknowledge. I mean, we've seen it from athletes before. I mean, look, I'm too young for the Willie Mays thing, but people say Willie Mays with the Mets was one of the worst things ever.
The thing that troubles me.
Was an announcer. Let me remind you, Cedric the Entertainer was an announcer.
Wait, and what's the point? I'm confused.
He's saying it was scripted.
No, it wasn't scripted.
Look, if there was an uppercut clause, you know, that does bother me.
That would bother me too.
Because that's Tyson's sort of bread and butter. When he gets in tight and the guy's trying to, you know, hold him, trying to restrict him, like he gets one of those in there. Like he's not gonna try to tie him up the same way. That when you're 5'10" and you've got the reach disadvantage your whole life the way he did, that's like his most finely honed weapon. That uppercut just getting right in there where it needs to.
But Hassan, I forget the exact number. At the end of the fight, it was like he landed 30 punches or something.
But is that why? Because he's restricted by his choice? I don't know.
He threw 98 punches. He threw 98.
And he connected on how many? 30-something, right?
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, I called about Jalen.
Go ahead.
And I'm tired of this Jalen blasphemy that goes on daily on the station. Like, do you think they're calling up in Kansas City trying to get rid of Patrick Mahomes because he threw 11 interceptions this year?
Of course not.
Because Jalen only threw 5. And they talk about how he's such a turnover machine and this, that, and the third. Jalen is leading his division. He's arguably going to lead the NFC when it's all said and done. Like, get a man a shot. Like, let's
totally giving him a shot.
And cheer on our team instead of look at and nitpick everything that's wrong with him every week. Like, things are going to happen. They're human. They're going to make mistakes. Nobody's going to play the perfect game. Let me let you in on the
No, you're right. You're right about that. All right, Hassan, give me an answer here for what was underwhelming.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance.
Korean to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Korean for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The process.
Oh, that's a potential winning answer.
You know,
you
this
have
is
my vote.
That's a really potential winning answer.
So it's an interesting dichotomy. You know, I think as a fan base, we have lessened our acrimony to some degree. You know, after the Super Bowl win, I do think we grew kinder and gentler to some degree.
Yeah, the Donovan was judged harder than Jalen is comparatively.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
For sure.
But in some respects, this is creeping closer, I don't quite understand why. Just Jalen getting judged, and maybe because it goes back to Donovan. Maybe because, you know, we are eternally frustrated by the quarterback position, and it's just, but it carries over generationally.
Well, here's what I'll say.
I don't know exactly why.
Yeah, look, here's 46 years, and I've consumed sports for close to 40 of it, hardcore, with memory of most of it. The two most criticized and focal point people in Philadelphia sports are almost always the quarterback of the Eagles and the coach of the Eagles.
Yeah, the most important people.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
It is what it is.
I mean, I'd like to say that Embiid's more important than Sirianni, but it almost doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So, now I'm not saying it totally doesn't matter, but you get my point. At a certain point, you got a team that's got a shot to win a title. The quarterback and the coach are big factors. And you know, I'm struck by the fact that both have been heavily criticized. I would say Sirianni has been more criticized this year, but it's very close. It's very, very close.
I will say, watching games yesterday, I literally lowered my criticism factor of him because some of the coaching, Matt Eberflus of the Bears shouldn't have a job this morning.
Well, Brady was
the worst coach in the league.
At the very least, they should have done a quarterback sneak and just moved the ball 2 or 3 yards ahead.
That's it. Yeah.
And then instead of 46 yards, it's like 43
you
yards.
You had a timeout.
You had
like
a timeout.
30 seconds.
You had a timeout. He didn't trust. He probably didn't trust his young quarterback. He thought an offensive lineman might jump off sides, but I thought it was stupid.
Wow, it was remarkably stupid.
Now, you should still make the 46-yard field goal, but I thought it was stupid.
Bad kick.
And Brady
it was a low
right,
kick.
Right, I know, but Brady called it. Brady was right on it. I mean, Brady was saying during that telecast.
If he pulled it back, the trajectory would be lower?
No, not that. Brady was saying as the clock was going from 30 to 25 to 20 to 15, Brady was saying they should run a play. They should run a play.
Right. Sure.
And they didn't run a play, and it makes Eberflus look worse, and I think rightfully so.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.